Nick Bosa's general soreness now has a name, tendonitis in the surgically repaired right knee, and it comes attached to a number. 2 full weeks without a practice, through the joint practice, Thursday's game, and Saturday. In July, we said San Francisco's 12 wins were the kind our data won't vouch for, a 5-1 one-score record on a last-in-the-league pass rush, and framed 2026 as 2 questions. Does Brock Purdy's 9-game sample hold over 17? And is there anything behind the front line if Bosa's ACL return doesn't deliver the rush? Last Sunday, we called it complicated because the halves were answering in opposite directions, Purdy having the sharpest camp on the roster while Bosa sat a full week with that vague soreness. The watch items: whether Bosa returned for the joint practices with Tennessee, Thursday's preseason opener, and the Melbourne opener's shadow over every workload call. Bosa first, because the verdict still lives there, and the answer to the watch item is no. He missed the August 11th joint practice, his 5th consecutive absence, and the vague soreness now has a name: tendonitis in the surgically repaired right knee, per David Lombardi at the SF Standard. Kyle Shanahan's framing was maximum calm. It's a pretty normal thing with ACLs, happens to about 90% of guys we've had. No concerns about it being any more than that, per Lombardi. Plus, we've got to be smart here, via David Benilla at Niners Web Zone. He sat Thursday's game, no brace or sleeve on the knee as he watched, per Benilla citing Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group, and Saturday's practice too. The counterweight is Bosa's own on-record word to Inman. He feels solid, believes he's on track for week 1 against the Rams in Melbourne, and considers the roughly 4-week cushion sufficient. We'll log the claim and the pattern together. The roster's one proven pass rusher has gone 2 full weeks without a practice, and Michael Williams, the other premium edge rehabbing his own ACL, still has no reported team drill date. The July question about the rush behind the front line is still being answered by an injury report. Purdy's half of the ledger had its loudest week yet. Tuesday's joint practice with the Titans opened with multiple brawls in the first 6 plays and 2 ejections per side under the punch rule, per Lombardi. Between scuffles, Purdy went 21 of 27 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions by Benilla's count, including a throw between 3 defenders to rookie Dejon Stribling and a layered ball over a linebacker to Jake Tongas. Shanahan: I didn't notice as many bad plays today, so I think he had a hell of a day. The defense earned its own tape. Jair Brown returned a Cam Ward pass for a score off Osa Odigizua's pressure, with would-be sacks from Odigizua, Alfred Collins, and rookie Romello Height. That practice was the week's real Purdy evidence, because he and Mac Jones never took the field Thursday. The game itself, Titans 19, Niners 13 at Levi's Stadium, was a backup's evening that turned frightening. Curtis Rourke was excellent early, 12 of 14 for 101 yards per NBC Sports Bay Area, then got hurt on a quarterback draw near the goal line, struggled to breathe, and was taken to the hospital after halftime when stadium x-rays came back inconclusive. He was released Friday morning. Shanahan, per Will Simons at NBC Sports Bay Area: x-rays in here didn't show it was broken or anything. Adrian Martinez finished 16 of 30 for 159. The bright spot was Stribling again. 7 catches on 8 targets for 63 yards, including a 32-yard grab, with Titans coach Robert Saleh volunteering unprompted that Stribling kid is going to be pretty good. Nick Martin led the defense with 8 tackles, and Tatum Bethune and Ogbo Okoronkwo had the sacks. Backup production against backups, noted as such. But a breakout is a breakout. The injury list is still the roster's defining feature. Christian McCaffrey missed the week's practices with tightness, and Shanahan's caution was explicit, per Dylan Grouse at NBC Sports Bay Area. My concern would be him toughing through tightness, and then hurting something bad and pulling something, which then, it could be a month. He expressed confidence McCaffrey makes week 1. Saturday brought returns: Mike Evans a full participant, plus Jacob Cowing, Jack Jones, and Marcus Siegley. But the still-out column ran through McCaffrey, Kirk, Mustafa, White, Juszczyk, Greenlaw, Hobbs, Rourke, and Bosa, per Brooke Evans at Niners.com. The left guard job is now a 3-man race after rookie Carver Willis joined Connor Colby and Robert Jones. Trent Williams, per the team's site: may the best man win. And the third watch item confirms itself. The September 10th Melbourne opener against the Rams is the deadline in both Bosa's timeline and Shanahan's McCaffrey math, with a Chargers joint practice and game this week before a trip to the Raiders. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The same split as last week, only sharper, with Purdy's half posting its best day of camp against a real opponent while the pass rush half acquired a diagnosis and a second straight week of zero practices. What would change it? Bosa taking an actual practice rep during Chargers week and McCaffrey getting back on the field before the exhibition schedule ends. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.